Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of Jawanza for Life. I am so very, very excited to have you on board. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to tune in. It's truly, truly a blessing to have you along. This is going to be one of those shows that you are going to remember, that you're not going to want to forget. If there's any way that you can record this, do so, because this information is powerful. It's very, very powerful, and it's very, very much needed for this day and age. I've got a special guest for you today. And if you've been listening to Jawanza for Life for any length of time, then you know that this brother is a regular on our show. And talk about a person who is a blessing to the planet. I mean, all this brother does is just go around healing folks, okay, and spreading the good news of the gospel of holistic health. And without further ado, I want to get to him. You probably know who I'm talking about by now. His name is Brother Coy Dunston. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. And Brother Coy has been on this holistic healing path for a long time, over 30 years. And anything you've been doing for over 30 years, hopefully you've been doing it right. And my brother has got a testimony that's out of this world. And once you hear it, you're going to know that he's been doing it right. Again, my name is Jawanza, and the show is called Jawanza for Life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brother Coy, welcome back to Jawanza for Life, my brother. It's good to have you back.
Good to be with you again, and good evening to your audience and to your queen and all the listeners. Pray that I have a message for them tonight.
I know you do, my brother. I know you do. I mean, when I'm talking to you, brother, I always get excited because, you know, I know that there are so many people out here. It's like an offering, you know, that we're making to this world, because the information that you have is life-changing. It can actually heal lives, and it has done that. And I'm just so thankful to just be a part with you in getting this information out today. And we're going to be talking about, again, people, we're doing a series. I mean, we have Coy on once a month, and we're talking about different aspects of holistic health. And today, we're going to be talking about juicing, exercise, and spirituality. So I just want to make sure that the listeners are aware that if you have a question or a comment and you'd like to be brought on, like to say something to Coy or whatever, all you have to do is press 1, and I'll bring you on board. So let's get started. Without further ado, Brother Coy, what are the benefits of juicing?
Well, I always say, and you've probably heard me say it before, we are, our bodies are a live enzyme organism, and indeed live enzyme food, and juicing is one of the best ways to give the body what it needs and provide all the vitamins and minerals and nutrition that your body needs to function the way it's designed to function and to fight off diseases and keep you healthy. So juicing is one way to do that, and I recommend it. If you've never tried it, try it for a while and see what you think.
You know, Brother Coy, I know that there are people who are tuned in today that might not have heard you before, and, you know, just like with anything, when we go to somebody or have somebody come to either do work on your house or whatever, you know, we often want references. We want to know, well, what makes this person an expert in their field? We want to know, you know, how do they know, how do I know that they know what they're talking about? Okay, yeah. Well, if we would do that for our physical house, and we would actually have to have somebody come with a recommendation, then if you're, or when I say physical house, I mean your the house that you live in, your abode. Well, Your spirit has a house, and it's called your body. Okay, so if somebody's going to tell you and advise you on what, you know, to do as it relates to your body, you want to know how do they know what they're talking about. So before we go any further, Brother Coy, could you please give your testimony? What got you into holistic health in the beginning? What got you started on this path?
Well, does my mother, I have to attribute that to my mother. She was diagnosed with cancer in 1980, cancer of the breast, the colon, and the liver. And we took her to Duke University Hospital where they diagnosed her and gave us that report. And she stayed in the hospital maybe for about a month. They was running tests trying to figure out what they could do for her and all of that, and it came down to the option of taking chemotherapy or getting out of the hospital. And she asked me, what would I do if I was her? And I say, well, I don't know a lot about the chemotherapy or what it does, but I've seen the results of it, and most people that I know that have gone through it have expired or died or did not survive the treatment. Now, that was my answer to her question, what would I do? And, you know, I just left it at that, and sure enough, she said that, well, I'm going to get ready to get up out of the hospital, and I go home, and we'll see what we can do at home to get you through this. And so we left the hospital, and I went home, and I started her on a regime of herbs and vitamins and fasting and cleansing, and we went through that for about a month or so, and she seemed to be getting better. She settled down and accepted the disease and felt that she could deal with it. And after about 3 months, the doctors were amazed that she was still alive. And believe it or not, she lived 10 years after that. So
wow.
I got into this health thing kind of by accident. We learned about the herbs. We learned how to use the herbs. We learned the herbs to take to cleanse the body, the herbs to take to build the body. And we went to through the juicing process. We did some juicing. We did the added raw honey, local raw honey. We added that to the diet. And she continued to get better. So as time went on, the doctors were amazed. And after a while, they told her that, you know, you can go home. You don't have to come back. You okay? Do what you've been doing, and we'll see you if you need to call us or come by to see us. Come on, and we'll look at you. Mm-hmm. And it went on like that for the next 10 years. But it wasn't like she had to go through a lot of strenuous medication or examination. She just took control of her health and began to do the things that we knew to do. And she survived and overcome the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I was convinced that this is what I'm supposed to do, and I've been doing it ever since. And God has been good to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, again, I always say that that's got to be something, because your mother has always said that's your first love, you
yes.
know, and to offer that to her, you know, I guess that would change your life. You know what I mean? I guess that would change.
That was a life-changing experience for me and my mother, yeah.
Wow.
She went on after that and began to, you know, speak in the church, like preaching on the Sunday morning services, and
mm-hmm.
just had died in peace. And that was the whole idea, was to show that, you know, if you do what you're supposed to do and follow the Bible and do what it say do, you'll be fine. God will take care of you.
You know, they say that the body can cure itself if you, like you always say, if you give the body what it needs. And,
yes.
you know, just this whole juicing process is even, I think a lot of times when people think about juicing, if you're not into holistic health or a holistic lifestyle, a person may just view mm-hmm. juicing as something, another form of nourishment, or not even nourishment, but just another way to prepare your food, just some delightful drink without even considering the health benefits of juicing. You know,
well,
somebody might say, okay, well, try this. I made this orange juice. It's freshly squeezed. You know, people
yeah.
who aren't really into it might just think that, oh, this is just a refreshing, another way to drink, you know, juice without even considering the actual health benefits of it. And for those who might be hearing this information for the first time, or may even be having some sort of ailment that they need to eradicate, if you could just talk about, again, how juicing, what that does, is the absence of solid food, is it giving the system a break because the stomach is always doing something? I mean, especially, for example, if you eat late at night, of course, you're going to, instead of your body getting the rest that it needs, it's going to be trying to digest what you just ate. Is juicing another way to just give the organs a break?
Yes, yes. That is basically what you're doing. You not only what you eat, is when you eat is important, and you have to do that in a way that nourish the body. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, we didn't know much about juicing. Very few people even heard about juicing. So to take that step and learn how to eat live enzyme foods was a real key in saving my mother's life. But when you do that, yes, oftentimes what we at our standard American diet is very filled with a lot of fats, hydrogenated fats, all kind of sugars and all kind of dead foods that we eat that really doesn't provide any nutrition. So the idea behind the juicing is to just give the body live enzyme food. Just take the vegetables, the fruit, wash them good, make sure they're clean. Get yourself a juicer if you don't have one, and just juice it until you get the pure juice from the vegetables and the fruit. You want to do that because when you do that, your body doesn't have to spend a lot of time digesting the food that you're eating. You don't raise your blood sugar. You don't go into elevated sugar levels, or your kidney doesn't overwork trying to flush out this stuff, and you don't overwork your pancreas, because your pancreas job, the job of the pancreas is to decide what to do with everything that you eat. And if the pancreas doesn't recognize it, it'll just kick it off to the side, and it goes into your somewhere in your body, and it finds a place, and it just sits there until it turns into a disease. So the idea with juicing is to let your body flush that stuff out and give it the enzymes and the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrition that it needs to fight off that disease state you're in, and to rebuild your body to a place to where you're disease-free. And that works for any disease, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, you name it. Any disease that you come up with can be addressed through this juicing process. And you'll find that after about a week or two on the juices, you'll see your energy level come back. Your elevated energy will give you the ability to improve your immune function, and that therein you can keep your body from becoming diseased or going into a disease state. And that's the whole idea behind juicing, is to let your body rest and to at the same time build it up to a level that it can fight off the diseases or the disease processes that you have created, and to prevent any disease coming out of that process. So that's a little bit a short story on why we should juice and how we should juice. It gets rid of arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, all that. All that stuff will just settle out when you begin to feed the body what it needs. And juicing is an excellent way to do that.
Wow. So for those who might have something that they need to heal from, juicing is good. For those who just want to prevent anything from happening, just as far as just maintenance of the body, then juicing is also, it sounds like it's an excellent way, like you just stated, to prevent dis-ease. How often should a person juice? And I'm sure that if someone is, suffering from some sort of ailment, it would depend on the severity of the ailment, how far along the ailment is gone. But for somebody who has relatively good health, let's say they just came from the doctor and the doctor said, you're fine, you're good to go, how often should that person juice?
I would say at least 1 week out of the month, particularly as you get older, these things accumulate. And as you get older, you want to make sure that you're doing all you can to keep it from over-accumulating in the body and creating disease. So maybe 1 week out of the month, or 1 month out of 3 months, however you want to set the program up that works for you, you can juice as often and as long as you want to, because there is no damage to the body. You are actually regenerating the body. And through that process, you can eliminate, prevent, or reverse diseases, processes in the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, you know, Brother Quick, before I go to the next question, I want to say hi to several people. Have got my mom-in-law is back online listening again. Hi, Ma, how you doing? Glad you could tune in. My Aunt Peggy is tuned in. Thank you so much for listening, sister. Glad to have you along. And, Coy, I've got a special, special surprise for you. Okay. All right. Now I want to bring this next person up, brother. Just to, I think when you hear the voice, I'm gonna just let you hear the voice, and then you can tell me who it is. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, you're on the air, special guest, brother. Area code 334.
Hey, Carl St. Jones.
Hey, sir. You today? How you been?
I'm great. How are you?
Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, but it's great to hear you.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, doing good. Each day is better than the day before.
Yes.
Yeah. At 86, the blessings keep coming.
86. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Yes, for you.
Yes,
good to hear from you.
Yes,
how
great
you been
to hear
taking
from
care
you.
Of that?
Yeah, I won't keep you, but I just wanted to come in and say hello to you and keep doing your work. The blessings keep coming.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you, and know that you're doing okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You going to stay on, Brother Hank, and listen?
Yeah, I'm going to stay on and listen for now.
Okay. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Okay. For the other listeners on, brother, that's Brother Hank Jones. He's 86.
Yeah.
Oh, and been on this holistic healing path for God, I think, about 40 years, and he's teaching it himself and going strong. My God.
Now, he should be doing the show. He's one of my mentors.
No, that's right. I know that's right. It's good to hear Brother Hank. I might open his mic up so he can jump in there anytime he gets ready.
I can be quiet. I know he got a testimony.
Oh, yes, sir. Brother Hank, you still there? Brother Hank?
Yes, but I want to
I just opened up your
in.
Mic,
I'll...
so anytime you want to jump in here, Coy just mentioned that you're one of his mentors. He said you should be doing the show.
Yeah, but I want to listen. I'll just listen this evening. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being with you all. But
yes,
I'll just
right.
be in the listening category today. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Again, to all the other listeners online, if you have a question about juicing or anything that we're discussing tonight, all you have to do is press 1, and then we'll bring you on board. All right, Brother Coy, let's talk about the, because I had asked this question before, for those who might not know, when you do juice, is there a time in which you should drink the juice? Because somebody might juice, let's say, a pitcher of juice and say, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to drink all of this now, so I'll just have some and stick it in the refrigerator. Is that good, or does it lose its potency after a while? Should a person drink it immediately, or if not immediately, how much time should they allow to elapse before they consume it?
Well, I hear that a lot, that you should drink it as soon as you juice it. That's fine if you can do that. But in the interest of time, if you want to make enough to last 2 or 3 days, that's also acceptable as long as it's properly refrigerated and kept at the right temperature. It should mm-hmm. have some benefit. I don't hear anybody saying this when it comes to eating chicken. Chicken's been how long you think the chicken's been laying around?
Good point.
So, juice, a vegetable juice can last properly stored. I would say it's good up to 7 days. In the wintertime, you may be able to get 14 days. But
wow.
if you want to do a fruit juice can last longer under proper storage, but you have to decide when do you want to when do you think it's spoiled or when you think it's too far gone, but
mm-hmm.
it is best to drink it as soon as you juice it. But if you
mm-hmm.
want to make enough for 2 or 3 days, that's perfectly fine too. I think it's better than some of the other options you have in terms of what you put in your body.
You got a point. You made a good point. People will eat chicken like 3-4 days old. They'd be like, as a matter of fact, it tastes better when it's 3-4 days old.
Well, that's before they cook it. Well, that's after they cook it. How long has it been around before they cooked it? Yeah.
Right. That's true. Well, now, what about when it comes to juicing? Does it matter? Like, because, of course, you can juice vegetables. You can juice fruit. I heard somewhere along the line somebody said one time that I think it's better to juice, do your fruits in the morning and your vegetables in the afternoon, or does it matter just as long as you get it in your body?
Well, there's been some consideration on that, too. At first, we say juice your vegetables together, and then you can juice your fruit together. So it's best to drink the fruit juice all day or the vegetable juice all day. Now, you have to consider what kind of condition you're addressing. If you're addressing diabetes, you may not want to do a lot of fruit juice. You may want to stay with just the green leafy vegetables and the beets and well, not so many carrots, but you can use the carrot sometime to make it more palatable, in other words, taste better. So you have to work with your juicing to make sure you get the flavor and the taste and the nutrition that you want out of it. But now I see that today that a lot of these superfoods, so-called superfoods, they are mixing the vegetables and the fruit. As long as you can do that and drink it and it doesn't give you indigestion or something, that's fine. But if you find that mixing the fruit and the vegetable together give you some kind of gas or acid reflux or it's not sitting well with your stomach, then you need to separate them. And it also probably you have to consider your health level that you're in. If you are dealing with diabetes, yes, you want to do more green leafy vegetables, the whole grains, that kind of thing. You want to stay with the diabetes because you want to watch the glucose level, which is regulated by the sugar, and the fruit will give you an elevated glucose level if you don't watch it. So if you're dealing with arthritis, it may be a little different. You may be able to do a citrus orange or some other fruit juice to help flush the uric acid out of the system. Sometimes fruit may be better for that. And then the next day, do the green leafy vegetables to help build your immune system and get your body the nutrition that it needs. So without getting confusing, if you want to juice, I would start with just maybe juicing one thing. And then as you get more accustomed to the juicing, you can begin to add other things in and watch your digestion and see how it works with you. And as long as you can drink it without it upsetting your stomach or giving you stomach upset, you'll probably be okay with it. But if you find that you get a little gassy or it's not settling on your stomach well, then you may want to go back to keeping it separate. So it's kind of something you have to work out as you go and just realize that if it's not setting well with your digestive system, then you need to kind of separate it and do these vegetables together one day, and then the next day you can do fruit. So that's kind of how I would approach that.
Okay, now let me ask you this. How about liquid in terms of, you know, adding it to the vegetables or fruit that you're juicing? Some people might add a little orange juice. Some people might add a little rice milk. Some people might use water. Any recommendations, anything to stay away from, anything that you don't want to add to that might take away from the purpose of what you're juicing for?
Yeah. Well, oftentimes people do that because they want to get that taste they want. They want it to taste good. And so they'll mix a little stuff with it to give it a different flavor. But in terms of staying away from any particular thing, you just want to be careful in terms of mixing a lot of stuff together. You want to make sure that it's okay with you, and if it's not, then you want to go back to separating them. But if oftentimes when we say juicing, it's hard to – well, it's not hard, but the better juicers that really extract the juice and nothing else, they may cost a little more. But if you get a lower-grade juicer, then, yes, you may have to add
some milk or some kind of juice to the mix to make it taste like something. When you get the juicer, make sure you get one that can do green leafy vegetables and extract the juice completely and not give you a lot of pulp. You want just the juice. And the better juices tend to do that better than some of the lower grade juices. So you have to consider that in the mix when you're talking about what you need to add to it. Oftentimes when you put all the vegetables in the juicer, they just kind of jump around. So you have to use something like an apple or juice or orange juice or something, whatever you like, to make it more juicy and to give it that liquidy, more full liquid taste that you need, that you're looking for, or flavor that you're looking for in terms of drinking or satisfying the palate. But as you go through that and as you cleanse, you should be able to drink straight juice, vegetable juice or straight fruit juice without any problems, considering that it's juiced properly and you don't get a lot of pulp in your juice when you do juice. So that's the consideration there when you want to add something to it, is either thin it out or to make it more palatable to the taste. But if you do your juicing right and you mix your vegetables right, it's a flavor that when you taste it, you know that's it, and you don't have to do anything else to it. Just drink it. You don't have to add anything to it. You don't have to try to make it taste like something. If you mix even your green leafy vegetables, if you mix them right, it will come out and it'll taste almost just like milk, just like from the cow. And that's when you know you got the right mix.
But whatever you do, don't put milk. Right.
No, no, no milk. No milk from the cow.
Just be clear, everybody. No milk from the cow. Tastes like milk from the cow, but you don't want to put milk from the cow in there.
Well, unless you got the cow in your backyard and you're milking it every day, yeah, you want to stay away from milk, yeah.
Now, what about smoothies, Brother Coy? Because what Yvette and I do, we put, like, for example, talking about additives now, to add to the whatever it is that you're juicing, or if you're making a smoothie, example, we put, like, wheatgrass, turmeric, ginger, kelp, you know, we put a whole bunch of good stuff in there. Would you recommend that for, adding stuff to your juice or your smoothie?
Yeah, that is a smoothie. And usually when you get these superfoods, say, come in a can or a bag or something, you add it to juice or water and you blend it and you drink it, that's more like a smoothie. It's really not from the raw plant itself. You want it straight from the plant itself when you're juicing. That's the best way to juice. But when you want to do a smoothie, yes, you can mix all this stuff up and you can get the whatever you want to put in it, and you can drink a smoothie that way. You can add a apple juice or whatever juice you like to a smoothie, and you can get different flavor smoothies that way. But the idea is a smoothie is a little different than juicing, I think, in that you're dealing with the raw fruit or the raw vegetable from the vine.
Okay. So now let me ask you, we have a, Hank, did you have a question, brother? I'm sorry, Ma, did you have a question? Let me bring her back on. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have
you're
a
on
question.
There. Yes.
Okay. My question is, are we to be concerned about the caloric count? Now, when we're talking about juicing, if we're going to do it for a month, are we doing the juicing for three meals like you'll do breakfast, lunch, and dinner? How much is enough? Is it 8 ounces, 4 ounces? Are we concerned about how much are we getting that day to meet the needs of the body? Do we need to be concerned about that at all?
In a sense, I mean, if you're going to do a lot of fruit or something that might elevate your blood sugar, yes, you should probably be concerned about how much you drink. But generally speaking, if you're juicing, your body will be able to assimilate it and digest it and eliminate it in such a way that if you begin to drink too much, your body will tell you. Your bowels will get real loose, or you may feel like you can't hold your bowels or something. That's an indication you're probably drinking too much. But I would say a good measure in terms of how much you should drink is I would start with maybe 8 ounces in the morning and 8 ounces at noon and 8 ounces in the evening, and it's somewhere around a quarter day. Now, if you feel like that's too much, you can adjust it down. If you feel like it's not enough, you can adjust it down. So in a sense, I wouldn't worry about it, and your body will tell you when you're doing too much or overdoing it, and you just have to adjust to whatever your body tells you and increase it as you go. That would be the approach that I would take to that.
Okay, because I've seen people juicing and they've lost a lot of weight. So do we need to be concerned at all with that?
No, any weight that you lose is weight that you need to lose. That's the inflammation that's building up in the body. And you need the whole idea is to bring that level of inflammation down. And when you do that, all that excess fat, excess water, all the inflammation, it just kind of flushes out of the body. And with that, you will lose weight. But you have to be careful. You'll lose that weight, but if you don't discipline yourself, you'll find that you'll gain it back faster when you come off the juices, because your body feels like it needs something to eat, and you'll find you'll be eating more if you don't discipline yourself and control your appetite in a way that will keep you on some kind of set. That's when you might want to look at your calorie intake and all the other intakes, the vitamin mineral intake that you're getting. Once you get rid of all of that excess weight that you don't need, then you want to make sure that you don't overdo it by putting too much sugar in at one time, like drinking a whole gallon of fruit juice the first day you come off of fast. It's not going to work because it's going to make you more hungry, and it's going to make you want to eat more of the stuff that you shouldn't be eating in the first place, and you're going to gain the weight right back, and you're going to be in worse position than you were when you started. So you got the whole idea behind juicing and fasting is to discipline the body so that you know how much you need to eat each day, and you kind of stay with that. You don't want to come off and go to Chris's steakhouse the next day and eat all you want, feel like you can eat because you feel good and you've been juicing, and then another week later you're going to find that you've gained the weight back and the pains are coming back because your body is not assimilating and digesting the food that you're eating properly. So that's the consideration with how much you should drink or when you should drink it and all of that.
And your cutoff time for your last juicing should be around about 6 or 5 or something like that?
Right, you don't want to drink too late because the juicing will give you energy and it will keep you up or may interfere with your sleep pattern. So you want give your body at least a couple hours to digest the juice before bedtime, and you'll find that you'll get better sleep and you'll feel even more energy because your body is at a rest state and you can regenerate overnight.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ma, if you have another question, all you got to do is press 1. And again, to Aunt Peggy, if you have a question and you just like to or make a comment, all you have to do is just press 1 and we'll bring you on board. Brother Coy, we were talking about, you mentioned, you were talking about weight loss for a moment. Now, let's talk about exercise, because let's say, for example, somebody has decided that they're going to lose weight. Well, losing weight is going to be a byproduct of the juicing. Is that correct? You're going to lose weight, correct?
You're going to lose weight, yes, and that's good because that's the weight that's going to eventually give you disease if you don't stop. So you have the whole idea behind the juicing is to give your body a break, let it rest, and the juicing is an excellent way to let the body just rest. It's not digesting heavy foods. It's not. Nothing is going on that will keep you from resting, and you get to the place to where you can just feel comfortable in what you're doing in terms of your body.
Okay, well, let's talk about exercise for a moment then, because as people start to see the pounds come off, you know, let's say, for example, you take somebody, I'll give you an extreme example, somebody who might be just considered obese. Okay, and now they're starting to juice, and they're starting to lose weight, and the pounds are coming off, but the muscles might be a little flabby. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you could talk about just exercise as you're continuing, how exercise is an important part of your health regimen, because if weight loss is going to be a byproduct of juicing and you're adding juicing to your regular regimen now, then you need to exercise so that when the weight does come off, it comes off right and it doesn't, you know, your tone as you're losing
yeah,
the weight.
Yeah. Well, it's important to understand that, yes, even though you go into the fast weighing 150 pounds or the juicing, you start juicing and you weigh 150 pounds, you want to lose 30 pounds, you'll find that the fat will dissolve. But when you exercise, you'll find that your body will tone and the muscle will give you will bring the weight back up. So even though your body may be more toned and you feel better, you may actually weigh more. I mean, that's just something you need to be aware of, that muscle is heavier than fat. The toning is you gain when you do the exercise, and exercising is something that we should do every day, I think, because once we stop juicing or we come off the juicing, your immune system is what you're going to depend on to keep your health up, and your immune system doesn't have a pump. Like your heart have a pump to circulate the blood through your body and all of that, but your immune system don't, and the only way to keep your immune system strong enough to fight off disease and to build your health back is to exercise. You got to breathe. You got to move. Your body was designed to move, and the more you do that, the better off you're going to be. And eventually you will settle down to your body weight, and you can be back to your high school weight if you want. If that's your objective, you can go back to your high school weight, and you have to just be careful to do what you need to do to maintain that weight and know what your body needs, how much you need, and give it to it every day.
You know, it's amazing because, see, I think that what happens for a lot of people when it comes to exercise is after high school, you know, a lot of people, the last time a lot of people have exercised was in high school, and a lot you know, the children, because what, from first grade through 12th grade, when you were a kid, you had recess, okay, when you went outside and you ran around for an hour, you know, then after recess, once you got into junior high school and high school, you had gym, you know, where you running and jumping and, you know, playing sports and all this other kind of stuff. And for a lot of people, after they graduated from high school, that was the last time they saw a track, you know. You know, so if you could just even talk about how, even as it relates to when people think of exercise today, they think of running and jumping and, you know, lifting weights and, you know, all of this stuff. Now, of course, if you go to the gym every day, people are going to see some results on your outer body, but you have internal organs like the heart. So if you could talk about even exercise that are good, like for cardiovascular exercises that are going to keep that heart pumping and give the heart the workout that it needs, because that's a muscle too.
Yeah, well, the whole thing behind exercising is to strengthen the body. And we have equated strengthening the body to putting a lot of stress on the body. We want to lift all the weights we can lift. We want to run as fast and as far as we can, and we want to do all these things that really create more stress on the body. When you run, like in the cities, we don't have dirt to run on, so we have to run on concrete. When you run on that concrete, it's going to create stress on your joints, and eventually it's going to catch up with you, and you're going to find that you're going to have aches and pains in your joints if you use that as a way of exercising only. So we say do the cardiovascular exercises because it's less stress on the body. Probably one of the best ways to do one of the best cardiovascular exercises to do is the mini trampoline. You know, you have to just be careful with them, but they are, as far as I'm concerned, safe and a very effective way to keep your lymphatic system moving and to get your heart rate up so that you know that you are giving the heart the kind of exercise that it needs. So, yeah, you want to do that cardiovascular to get your heart rate up. But even something as simple as yoga,
I know a lot of people have questions or question yoga and its effect on the body, but I think mm-hmm. yoga is one of those things that allows you to stretch. It improves your breathing. It also strengthens your muscles, and you'll find that if you do yoga right, it can be just as tiring as going to the gym. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
picking your exercise is important. Now, some people, they may be able to go and run for a while, but I'm saying that running on concrete in the cities or around all the smog and all the pollution, you're going to have a problem eventually with your respiratory system or your joint system, and you want to be mindful of that. And when you want to vary your exercises in a way that will help rebuild the body and keep the stress off of your joints, the stress off of your heart, and not overdo your body in terms of raising your heart rate and doing it properly. There's a proper way to exercise. Your heart rate got to be a certain place, and you don't want to strain the heart rate too much, because that again can elevate the blood pressure and all the other things that we encounter in day-to-day life, increase the risk of joint pain, arthritis, and also can create stress in the body, which will also lead to other forms of diseases later on. So you want to be careful mm-hmm. with the exercises you select, and make sure you select one that's conducive with your lifestyle and that can give you the result that you're looking for in terms of your exercises. Yes.
You know, it's amazing, Brother Corey, because, again, just even having this discussion, for a lot of people, you know, if you're over 50, you know, 60, 70 and above, you know, this type of information becomes that much more important, because when you're young, you know, although younger people are coming down with a lot of the diseases that used to be just associated with older people, but when you were young, you really didn't have, back in the day, you didn't have to think about arthritis or, you know, heart disease or any of the things, because now all of the things that we did, all the bad habits, the bad eating that, you know, people did when they were young, ultimately contribute to these things as you get older. But even if you're listening to this show today and you're older, this information becomes that much more important, because of the fact that a lot of the things that you did and got away with when you were in your teens, 20s, 30s, and 40s catch up with you in your 50s, 60s, and 70s,
yes,
you know.
Yes,
so
they will.
Even this, the exercise, even if you might not be able to get out and, again, like Corey said, you don't want to run on concrete, but even if you're running on grass, even if you aren't able to get out and run on grass, there's still some things that you can do, like, again, like yoga. It's not, although it might give you the same, it might be strenuous in, you know, as you get into it, you're going to feel like you did a long workout, but
yeah,
it's softer on the body. I mean, like Corey said, there's a lot of stretching involved. A lot of people even just stretching, haven't even stretched in years,
correct,
you know?
Correct.
So just even the exercise, you got people, you might even try a Tai Chi class. You have people that do Tai
yeah.
Chi in the park early in the morning. That's a very soft
yeah.
style of a martial art that has internal benefits as well. So, you know, there are things that you can do, even if you might find yourself not able to run 5 miles, whatever. But
yeah.
Now let me ask you about spirituality, Brother Coy. What role would you say that spirituality spirituality plays in the whole holistic piece? If you want to be well-rounded, you want to get your eating together, of course you want to
yeah.
exercise, what role does spirituality play?
Well, spirituality, it should guide you in terms of your moral judgments and your the way you live. And oftentimes we lose, our minds get clouded or whatever, we lose the ability to focus in on the Supreme Being or God or whatever you want to call them, but and we don't hear what they are trying to tell us. So the spirituality part, it comes down to when you are juicing or fasting or trying to get your health together, you have to settle yourself down, get rid of the stress in your life. It's difficult to work every day and do all the things that we do. You have to set aside a block of time that's specific for you, and you have to do what you need to do, read the Bible or read whatever religious or spiritual material that you have in front of you, settle your mind, get into it, and just listen and see what you hear. And you'll find that you will be able to hear your body, and the voice that you don't see will tell you what you need to do in terms of correcting any condition that you have in your life, not only your health, but in your finances and your relationships. All of those things become clearer when you take the time to sit down and settle yourself and concentrate on the good things. Forget about all the bad things. Get all the bad things out of your life and just concentrate on the good things and listen. And generally speaking, whatever answer you're seeking in whatever area of your life will be revealed to you. You just have to listen.
You know, that's deep, brother, because, again, so many people out here with all of the just day-to-day living, you know, because life is life. I mean, you got people out here got all kinds of stuff going on in their life, you know what I mean? And, you know, just through that daily living, it causes you to focus in on the different aspects of your life that are, you know, going on. You might have people out here that got wayward children. You might have people out here that, you know, might have an abusive husband or, you know, all kinds of stuff that require your attention and that will cause you to think on these things. So even if you could talk about just even meditating, getting you touched on it, but just even to carry that conversation a bit further, just being able to still the mind so that you can hear, because now these other thoughts, you know, thoughts of anger and grief and all these things affect the brain. I mean, it's been scientifically proven that these things affect and damage. Too much grieving can affect your brain. You know, too much anger can affect your brain, you know. And so you definitely want to be able to still the mind, to slow the thoughts down, you know, give your mind a break, your brain a break from all of this thinking and thinking and thinking, and to be able to add into your life certain things that are going to bring you joy. You know, there's got to be a reason every day that you get up and look at the sky and be happy that you are alive and look around you and be thankful for the things that God has given you in your life. So if you could just talk about just being able to still the mind of even in terms of meditation, just so that you can be able to see and be thankful for the things that you do have going for you, because things could be a lot worse.
Yeah, when I grew up, you didn't touch your food until it was blessed, until you prayed over it. You didn't eat unless you prepared the food properly. It's just that you have to, as Christians, we are told to humble ourselves and pray. And that's where you have to go sometimes to get answers to some of the things that are going on in your life. And once you learn how to do that, it's not automatic. You have to, I guess that's why as the families of old, we indoctrinated our children to pray before they go to bed, to pray before they eat, and to pray when they get up. All of that is designed to get your body ready for the day, to get rid of that stress, to tell your body that, this is my day and it's going to be a great day. You'll be surprised of how that kind of conversation with yourself can make your day a lot better and make your life a lot better. I mean, when you get up in the morning mad and you go through the day mad, you're creating stress on your body, and that's disease. That's why we get a lot of disease. When you're not eating the right foods, you're going to get into a situation where you're going to carry out the attributes of the food that you're eating. And when you go to a meat factory or plant where they process these live hogs and pigs, they are full of anxiety and anger when they kill them. And then they process them and put them out for you to eat. And that same energy goes into you, and it causes you to act out against your brother. A lot more information now is coming out to say that our diets are causing us to lose our mind, basically, go out and kill each other. And that's something that we can do something about just by, you know, slowing down, really thinking about what kind of life you want to live and concentrating on that and forgetting all the bad stuff, and you'll find that a lot of your issues in life will be will dissipate. You'll always have trials, but once you know how to go through them, you know they don't last always and all this and all that, you'll find that life will be a lot easier for you, and you'll have less disease in your life because you are letting it go. You're not holding it on. You're not holding on to it, holding on to an anger that someone did something to you 20 years ago. You don't remember what it is, but you still got this anger against them. That's not killing the person that you have the anger against. It's killing you, and you have to learn how to let those things go because those things will lead you into disease.
You know, what you just said reminds me of a quote by Nelson Mandela, who stated that resentment is like drinking poison and hoping your enemy dies.
there you go. That's a good way to sum it up. Makes no sense at all, right? And that's how a lot of us live our lives. We just got to be right, and we have no forgiveness, and we don't know how to forgive, and we carry these things around with us, and, you know, you look up, and they had a stroke. But they bought it on themselves, generally. When you have a stroke, you bought it on yourself because you didn't take the time to devote time to yourself. You got to find time to devote time to yourself, and in the society that we live in, it don't give you time to do that, so you have to take it, you have to demand it, and you have to do it. Otherwise, it will do you.
Wow. Everybody, my special guest is Brother Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's awesome, isn't he? I told you. If you have a question, all you have to do is press 1. It will alert me that you have a question or a comment, and I can bring you on board. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. You know, one thing I do, Brother Coy, is also I always try to keep things in perspective. You know, when thinking about a situation, you know, I always remind myself that there are other people in this world besides myself, and that if somebody, and somebody gave me this example, and I love it, if God told you, came to you and said, okay, I want everybody on the planet to write down their problems on a piece of paper and put it in this huge barrel that could hold everybody's problems. Okay, and so you wrote down your problems on a piece of paper and you folded it up and you tossed it into the barrel. And they stirred the barrel up and mixed it up real good or whatever. God said, okay, now I want you to reach inside that barrel and close your eyes, reach down there and pull out a piece of paper. And now whatever you pull out, that's yours, okay? People would reach down there, pull that piece of paper out, and they'd open it up and read, oh, I got 3 days to live, doctor just told me I got cancer, or, you know, my child just got ran over by a car, or, you know, you pulling out somebody else's problems and you'd be wanting yours back. You'd be like, wait, man, you know what, can I get my piece of paper back? Because my problems weren't as bad as the person whose piece of paper I got, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's somebody that would trade places with you in a heartbeat. So always remember, keep things in perspective. You're here, you're breathing, you're alive, you've got a chance to make it right. And if, for whatever reason, you find yourself and you found yourself, okay, you went to the doctor and the doctor gave you a bad bill of health. Doctor told you got cancer, high blood pressure, gout, tuberculosis, diabetes, or whatever. Call this man who I'm talking to right now. His name is Coy Dunstan. His number in Washington, D.C. is 202-562-0041. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature. He cured his mother of cancer using herbs and a vegetarian diet. If you didn't hear the testimony, Aunt Peggy, you missed the testimony, you tuned in a little late, all you got to do is go back and listen to the archives. Awesome, awesome testimony. Brother Coy, can you give your hours of operation and directions to your store?
I'm open from 8 to 6, at least Monday through Friday generally. Sometimes I'll take a day off, and sometimes I'll work 6 days a week if I have to. But as I get aged, I'm trying to slow down a little, so I might take a day off here and there. But I'm usually there from 8 to 6 every day but Sunday, and the telephone is 202-560-0041. And if you would like to to call me, just call and say, call me back, whatever you need to do in terms of looking out for the cost. I can call you back if you leave a message, and we can talk about your condition or whatever you're addressing, and I can give you the best advice that I can in terms of how I would deal with it, and you can take it and use it, or you can say he's full of wind and ignore it. But I think if you take my advice, you'll be in better shape shortly.
And everybody, I want to let you know that Brother Coy has an awesome shop. He actually sells herbs. If you didn't know where, if you're in an area of the country or the world, if you're listening outside of the country, or you're in a part of the country where they don't have herbs near you or whatever, Brother Coy does sell herbs himself. He has herbs. He sells herbs. He has, if you're in the D.C. area, he has a vegetarian cuisine over there that, I mean, will do your taste buds right. Trust me, I've eaten there. The food is absolutely delicious. And, again, I just want to recommend that you give this brother a call. If you have questions, and you might have a question that you might not want to get into on the air, it's understandable, but definitely give him a call. And I would suggest that you try his recommendations. I remember I got hit by a car one time, and the doctor told me that if I didn't have this operation on my knee, that had been jacked up in three places. I had a torn meniscus, a torn ACL, and a torn MCL. Doctor told me that if I didn't allow him to cut on me, that I wasn't ever going to walk right again. He told me he was leaving the practice in 2 weeks, and I need to schedule my appointment with his receptionist, or, it would be too late. I said, Doctor, I wish you the best in your future endeavors, but I'm going to see Coy Dunston and get some advice on what to do. And I listened to Coy's recommendations, and I not only walked like Kunta Kinte, I'm not going to walk, I'm going to run.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sure enough, but not on concrete. Okay. Ended up running.
Well,
again,
I appreciate
and so,
that. And, yes, anything that you need in terms of making a decision in, on how to prevent disease or how to change your lifestyle, we do all of that. So anything I can share with you, I will, and I look to hear from all of you in terms of whatever concerns you may have.
You know, Brother Coy, again, I just want to commend you, my brother, because, again, having been on this path for as long as you have, I mean, you were a vegetarian before black folks were vegetarian, you were a vegetarian long before a lot of people even considered becoming a vegetarian, and you've been teaching, you've been healing, you've been patient with us, because I know, just trying to share this type of information with people sometimes can try your patience, because a lot of times, I mean, some habits are hard to break. I mean, like, if you like what you like, I mean, sometimes trying to get somebody to change their eating pattern, is very, very, it's not an easy thing to do. I mean, because some of these things are addictive, like sugar. People have emotional attachments to food, it might be, you telling me to give up the meal that reminds me of my mama, mama used to cook chicken, you telling me to give that up? So, I mean, thank you for your patience, brother, because, again, I know that you've had to exercise it dealing with us.
Absolutely. And, yes, say God will give you for what you do to your body, but your body won't. That's what Brother Bay used to say all the time, and that's so true. You can continue to do what you've always done and get the same result, or you can make some changes and make some differences in your life. That's the whole matter, and we have to work on the mind sometimes, and we have to work on the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, your health is your wealth. For all of the listeners who've tuned in, thank you so much. Ma, thank you so much for tuning in. Aunt Peggy, what a surprise and a pleasure. Sister, I bow to you both. Brother Coy, again, my brother, I bow to you, sir. You are the bomb, my brother. You have just helped me personally in my life with my holistic walk. I mean, you're helping my family, my wife, I mean, my mom-in-law. I mean, and so I thank you so much on a personal level. And again, for everybody out there that's listening, if you have any questions, any issues, any concerns, be it health-wise, give Brother Coy a call, 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. Any parting words, my brother?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to address your audience, and I appreciate their patience in listening to me. I would say that I appreciate you most of all, because without you, they wouldn't be able to hear me. And what you do is a greater importance than anything that I do. So keep getting
brother,
the word out,
I mean,
and keep getting the word out and keep doing what you're doing, and God will bless you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that. Wasn't it great to hear from Brother Hank today?
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully he'll call me sometime. Let me talk.
I passed your number along to him. When I told him, I called him today. I said, Brother Hank, I said, I got Coy Dunstan coming on today. He was like, oh, Brother Coy, yeah. So he definitely wanted to call in and say hi to you. So,
well,
again, brothers
that.
Like, you know, brothers like you and Hank, you know, just, you know, I wish you both much success, and may God continue to bless you for, you know, may you get a return for all the lives that you've touched, brother, and you've touched lives that you, even through this broadcast, I'm sure that you don't even know that you've touched. You know, again, may God continue to bless you, brother, and I look forward to our next show, brother. Everybody, Coy comes on once a month. We're going to get him on more often than that. You got to hear this on a regular basis. So tell a friend, tell somebody. Everybody knows somebody. If you're not ill yourself, everybody knows somebody that's got something. So, again, Brother Coy, I bow to you, brother. Thank you very much again. And I thank you. Peace and blessings. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate you, and take care.
Okay. Oh, by the way, let me let everybody know the show's are archived. You can go back and listen to the shows. If you missed this, the past show, you can go back and check that out, How to Reverse Disease. We've got shows from Coy dating back, almost a year's worth of shows. So definitely go back and check out the archives. Peace and blessings, Brother Coy, to everybody.
And give my love to the Queen and your audience, and I say good night.
All right. Peace and blessings. Everybody, thank you for listening. This is Jawanza for Life. My name is Jawanza. Talk to you soon. Love you. Peace.